Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Doing Online Marketing Right. Just because you can, doesn't mean you should. There is a lot going on in online marketing and some of what goes on is not above board. Online marketing is supposed to be geared towards finding and retaining customers. Instead of just focusing on the main objective, it is important to also pay attention to the little things. It is the little things that matter, and it is as a result of the little things that things can turn out great instead of average, if not completely dismal. Everyone who is involved in selling a product, service, or an idea should pay attention to online marketing because it presents numerous potential. Yes, everyone is selling something, even if what you are selling is just goodwill. When you do turn to online marketing, it is not acceptable to just stop there. You need to ask yourself what is the right thing to do. What is needed to do online marketing right? In order to answer this question, it is only practical to ask what it means to do online marketing wrong. The don'ts of online marketing. Doing things right is heavily rooted in avoiding the wrong things in the first place. In order to get online marketing right, these are some of the things to stay away from. 1. Invasion of privacy. I imagine I am like most people out there when it comes to my privacy, and do not take kindly to mine being violated. We all treasure our sacred spaces and like to keep them private. Invasion of privacy is the unlawful and unauthorized intrusion into someone else's affairs. This may take various forms, such as disclosing their private information, publicizing them in a false light, or making use of their name to ends of personal gain. When you are carrying out marketing campaigns, you better be cognizant of this little but important detail, otherwise you will find yourself in hot water. I haven't personally known anyone suing someone else for invasion of privacy, but it is a possibility that it can happen to you. At the very least, you risk tarnishing the reputation of your brand in such instances. As an online marketer, you make use of information available to you regarding your target audience to achieve your goals. How you collect this information is totally up to you. But you better make sure you are not utilizing and exposing personal identifying information that may infringe on their right to privacy. 2. Spam. Spam is a no-go area if you want to do online marketing right. What is spam and what constitutes spamming, as opposed to simply getting your word out? Spamming is a term that gained popularity during the rise in adoption of email marketing. It is generally the sending of undesired or unsolicited emails. This is something I did at one point in my life but only out of ignorance, because I didn't know better at the time. The right way to do email marketing campaigns is to have people opt in to receive messages. Even when people opt in to receive your marketing messages, it is considered spamming if you send out messages at what can be considered an irritatingly high frequency. It is better to ask people how often they would like to hear from you, if you intend to send marketing emails frequently, or just send messages with the appropriate and reasonable frequency. The practice of spamming places your brand's email addresses at risk of being blacklisted and damaging your reputation in the process. The blog post titled, Email Marketing May Be the Answer for You, might be of help if you are considering running email marketing campaigns. 3. False advertising. In order to make our marketing offerings seem more attractive than they actually are, we might be tempted to embellish more than a little. We might say the bags we are selling are stronger than they actually are, if we are selling bags, or we might say our software is guaranteed to bring our customers 100% more customers, if we are producing marketing software. When in fact it cannot even do a fraction of our claims. False advertising is the use of any confusing, misleading, or even plainly untrue assertion about your product or service when promoting it. The customer's right to truthful advertising is protected in laws, and your misrepresentations can run you into trouble. False advertising is one sure way to ruin future prospects and damage your brand's reputation. If you are not sure of the results that your product or service will offer, it is better to qualify it with the proper verb such as may or could. Always make use of factual information in your marketing campaigns. This is the only way to build trust. 4. Social and cultural insensitivity. Nothing has brought the term global village to life like the internet. Due to broad targeting being a reality, there is a good possibility that your ad will reach people with a different social or cultural background than yours. You might argue that your ad is targeted for a local audience, but even then, every locality has diverse cultural backgrounds that should be taken into account when crafting online marketing campaigns. Even with geographic specificity, people are traveling all over the world. Someone living in South Africa may actually be born and raised in the heart of Nairobi, Kenya. Online marketing campaigns should therefore be crafted with a social and cultural sensitivity for who might be on the receiving end. At the very least, every online marketing campaign you craft should be generally decent and considerate enough to be suitable for human consumption. 5. Counting vanity metrics. Measurement is important, but not all measurements are created equal. You have to avoid making the mistake of thinking that any activity you measure on a campaign is a good indicator of success. You have to look at leading indicators instead of lagging indicators. Leading indicators are the kind of metrics that will allow you to take proactive action and improve sales, whilst lagging indicators represent information you can do nothing about, because it is based in the past. 6. Prioritizing the sale over the customer. In a dog-eat-dog world, it is easy to get our priorities mixed up. What if we changed our perspective in as far as the customer is concerned? What if we prioritize their needs instead of prioritizing the sale? Prioritizing the sale over the customer's needs reflects a poor understanding of the dynamics involved. It is short-term thinking that fails to appreciate the bigger picture. By focusing only on the sale, you miss out on building trust and developing meaningful relationships with your customers. Instead of only prioritizing the sale, I assure you it is in your best interest to prioritize the customer. A pampered customer is a loyal customer. Once you understand and apply this kind of thinking, the sale and everything else will take care of itself. 7. Being irrelevant and inconsiderate. When it's all said and done, doing online marketing right is all about relevancy and being sensitive to the situation at all times. Being relevant comes with not doing the things just discussed. It means respecting other people's privacy, being truthful in your ad campaigns, paying attention to the right metrics, and prioritizing the customer over just the sale. If you put a checkbox against these points and be as considerate as possible, and even going out of your way in attempts to do online marketing right, then you can never go wrong. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.